Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Wednesdays with Willa. I am your host, Willa White, and I am a registered Lilydale medium. This is my weekly podcast show that airs live on my Facebook page, Willa White Medium, and it airs on Wednesday mornings at 10 a.m., and it's a spiritual conversation I typically have with you and my spiritual guests, and we cover a vast array of topics relating to spiritualism, mediumship, healing, faith, family, and more. So thanks for joining us this morning. I have as my special guest today, Barbara Sampson.
Well, thank you for having me. Thank you.
Yes.
Good morning, everyone.
Barbara's been a guest on my show before, and she's quite popular here in Lilydale and beyond. And just to give them a little background, Barbara is a registered Lilydale medium. You've many decades.
Quite a while, thank you.
She's a lovely fixture here and is well-loved in Lilydale. You're also the chairperson of the Healing Temple, and you do wonderful work supporting that very important service for everyone.
Thank you. I am blessed to be there and help others. Thank you, Will.
Yes.
Thank
you. Yes. And so Barbara is something of an expert here on spiritual healing, and our topic this morning is magnetic energy and spiritual healing.
That's exciting.
It is very exciting. So it's going to be a great show that we have for you today. Before I forget to mention it, this is a Lilydale Blog Talk Radio show, and today, because I'm not traveling around and doing some of the other shows in different places in Lilydale, you get the opportunity to have the listen-only feature, which is on blogtalkradio.com/LilydaleRadio. Most of you like to tune in on my Facebook page, which is Willa White Medium, so you can like and share and follow and get all the great news and what topics are coming up every week. Relating to my podcast show and other things will await. So, yes, I want to make sure as people are coming on, I announce again that this is Barbara Sampson, and our topic today is magnetic energy and spiritual healing. And Barbara is very much an expert when it comes to spiritual healing.
Love Carol's comment.
Oh, yes, Carol has a comment. Matching outfits. I love matching. I just do. I admit it. I just think it looks better and it feels better, and we just kind of get on that vibrational frequency.
Yes,
the same.
And we don't even have to talk about it. We just show up and we have the same colors.
It's just great. I love it. It's something that's important to me for whatever reason.
So, oh, you look gorgeous.
Barbara is always beautiful. And so as it relates to magnetic energy and spiritual healing, let's get going.
Okay. Well, it's one of the unspoken, I think, buzzed about energies that we have in healing. I do, and a couple other of the healers that also teach here do bring that forward and talk about it, but we cannot avoid in any way, shape, or form the magnetic energy of ourselves and the earth. It's here, and we walk it every day. We don't always have the awareness of that. Occasionally we do. Mm-hmm. But the whole solar system has an energy of a positive and negative, and the laws of attractions, polarities, and movement. And so here on the earth also, and so do we, or we would probably be floating in the earth. If it didn't, we'd probably be floating somewhere out in space. You know, what's interesting about that little piece right there is when the astronauts and the animals went up into space and they passed past the magnetic field and they went out into space, they had dramatic effects that happened to both the animals and them. So we want to stay magnetic.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be on the earth. And, of course, thousands of years ago, the Greeks and some of the Asian people discovered lodestones, L-O-D-E, lodestones, and realized that they had a effect of always the one end of the stone always pointed in one direction and the other in the opposite when they were brought together. And of course, as the compass was discovered by an Asian man, then they began to identify that these points of what they then determined were North and South Pole were consistent.
Yeah.
So it goes back not to just 1920 or 30. No, no, ladies and gentlemen.
Ancient.
This goes back to ancient attractions to us as we would be positive and negative. Now, we all know emotionally positive and negative. Of course we do as human beings. But then we begin to understand that the positive and energy and negative energy of the life force, if you will, not only flows through the earth, but flows to us, up into us, and again, in an exit. We have an entrance of energy, and we have an exit. And on any given day, we might be more aware of that. I don't know about any of you out there, but I'll bet your boys have gone to the woods and sat or laid on their mats or whatever and felt the incredible energy
mm-hmm.
of the earth. I think some people are aware of it much greater than others. But years ago, I laid out in front of my yard after a big snowstorm, and I just was making angels just laying in the snow. And you can actually feel the effects of that. And the maintenance man came by and jumped out of their truck, and they said, "Are you all right? Or are you having a heart attack? Are you okay?" I said, "No, I'm just feeling the magnificence of the earth energy
again."
That's right. Yeah, there's still a part of me that sometimes I have to remember to grow up completely.
That's right.
So this magnetic energy that we carry,
mm-hmm.
if you will, has its positives, if you will, and its negative influence on us, as well as everything that we walk through. And every person that we come in contact with that is close enough to absorb or have that awareness. Willa and I obviously have a magnetic color thing going, which is beautiful, beautiful. But also, ladies and gentlemen, if there are any, you can also know the energy emotionally and physically from others if it feels good in the laws of attraction
mm-hmm.
or if it repels also in the laws of attraction. Yes,
absolutely. You can feel that repulsion.
Absolutely.
Like you said, when you get into someone's energy field, because as you said, the earth has its energy field. Each person has their energy field. We like to talk about them in terms of the aura.
Yes.
And so the Chinese talk about it as yin and yang and
yes.
all that good stuff. But it is very much a polarity thing. You like who you like and you don't like who
yes,
who
and that,
you don't like.
That influences our thinking.
Sure does.
Our education, sometimes our careers and profession, sometimes our whole general attitudes. Example, if you go in rush hour traffic, and it's a start, and you know, that's a test performance place where I think we learn a lot of things in traffic. And one of them is, too, that we can't change the traffic flow. And there are people ahead of us that are buzzing, wanting to move their car or truck. And there's certainly always a person or two behind you who wants to give you a polite wave or something to move forward faster.
Yes.
And what we have to learn is everybody's polarity in that whole row of energy is working,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so I always keep my windows up. I don't want to absorb all of that energy from other people.
I think there's a temptation for people to think, I need to get through, and they want to be like Moses and part the Red Sea of
and
all the vehicles
there,
and
get
there.
Yes. Well, there's a magnetic force that's working there. Also, example, folks, magnetism is in technology, is in audio technology, has been in audio recorders, amplifiers, and musical instruments for a very long time. It's in your phone, it's in your cell phones, the laptop computers, all the computers. There's a magnetic field.
We were just at a science museum
Ooh.
And there was one of the horseshoe red magnets.
Yes.
And that had a coil of wire.
Yeah. Oh, they made it.
You know what
battery.
I'm
battery.
Yes. Yes. And you crank it, and the horseshoe red magnet spins, and that creates magnetic energy,
yes.
Electricity.
Yes, it does. And that's a real early composition of, if you, my dad is still with me. I'm so blessed to have him at almost 98. But he talks about when he was a kid and made radios, okay, building it with some of the tubular things that they had in the radios, the early radios,
the mechanisms
and the magnets and the coils and everything, you can actually generate a slow, low grade of energy, electricity, and make your own radio,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty interesting to me when I think about all the things that all the media thinks we have to have. You know? So magnetic fields, folks, are something that belong to us as living organisms. By the way, they belong to the energy of the animals, too,
mm-hmm.
incredibly, and to some, if you will, of environmental vegetation and
sure.
life. We can enhance the growth of crops and productivity of things by using what we call the positive energy. And that would be your right hand, the palm of your right hand is South Pole radiance. It is warm. It is hot, it is invigorating, it is also, if you will, in spiritual healing with hands-on, strengthening. Strengthening.
Sorry, strengthening,
okay.
Yeah.
The opposite is true of your left hand, which is a negative radiance. It is cool, soothing, calming, tranquilizing, and also used, if you will, with crops and things as it is an antibacterial promoting energy and antiviral. So they use it, if you will. My teacher, 1980s, did an experiment with Saudi Arabia for water, and she came up with a system for purifying water. Well, they loved it so much they stole it from her. But it was art. She was ready to give it up. The principle is simple. Water forced through high magnetic fields will become antibacterial, antimicrobial.
Mm.
So the North Pole has a great influence on our well-being, as
yeah.
well as the South Pole, as well as our two hands. And if any of you have your hands free, and you rub your hand, I know this is static electricity, but it's more than that. If you rub your hands together and kind of warm, and then just slightly be aware of pulling them apart and separating them slowly, you ought to be able to feel that push-pull effect of energy being transferred from one pole to the other. And sometimes people can't feel it. Well, I might say maybe you're tired, maybe you're exhausted, maybe you're overworked, maybe you're just not attuned as best you could be in the flow of life. You know, you might need a walk in the woods and eat some good food, et cetera, whatever that be for you. Not ever, but the majority of people will feel this energy build. And when the young people's children's healing class is in the summer, and
yeah,
they are
Barbara
wonderful.
Teaches that. It's a beautiful class.
The children, they are so pure, so unscathed with preordained ideas from everybody. They come with their little hearts open.
Mm-hmm.
They get it, ladies and gentlemen. They get it right away. So sometimes I say to us older people, go back to that place in your heart that was a child and remember how beautiful good things were for you. Remember those pieces. And the children, oh, they can't wait. They're so excited with a little instruction. We don't give them a big class because, remember, attention can only be a certain fragment of time, and then we encourage them to do that. Ladies and gentlemen, they get it. They get it, and they place their hands. You can see them go inward. You can see them close their eyes. You can see them go right to their heart chakra, right to their heart space, and put their hands out and place them on someone that they know, or perhaps someone that they don't know, with permission, always with permission. They get it right away.
Yes.
So our magnetic energies that we use not only serve ourselves, but can also serve the energy in our homes, in our work environments, in the relationship with people, one another. And again, people say, oh, I was in this room with this meeting and there was so much negativity and I just feel drained. Well, let me just pause there for a moment and say, if you feel drained from some of that, then you aren't being the best to yourself that you can be. You need to pause and say, I invoke only love and healing and the right thoughts, the right actions, the right words from my heart to others. And when I do not find a compliment or an agreement, I remain silent. So we absorb by rushing in sometimes and being over gregarious and over excited and, you know, and then things become flying like out of the corners. Energy seems to fly out. Well, maybe that energy of discontent or frustration or unhappiness has been there for a long time. Step aside, protect yourself, and is it our job to take it away or not? That's a big question.
That's a big question.
So when I go to a meeting and I might become aware of a few things that may be a bit in discord, as often happens, I'm not going to sit next to those people. I'm going to sit in a more neutral or harmonious place, but I'm also sending the thoughts of love, resolve, compromise, and compassion to the whole room.
Yes.
And around me.
And some people would say that's holding the space.
For myself.
That's an important phrase, holding the space.
Yes,
you
for
can hold
others.
The space for yourself and for other people. Yes.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it does good. It absolutely does good.
I just remembered I wanted to give people an opportunity to call in if they have any questions.
Okay.
I should announce the call-in number. We are taking callers today. It will not be for the purpose of any kind of readings or anything like that. But if you have questions about magnetic energy and spiritual healing, if you have questions about this topic, please call in. And the call-in number is 818-739-8818. Again, 818-739-8818. So please call in if you have a question or comment relating to our topic. And I just want to give it to you again in case you need it. 818-739-8818 is the call-in number. And it's rare I've been taking calls on the show because I've been traveling. So if you want to take part in this conversation and talk with us in that way, you're welcome to.
Yes, or have a question about things.
Yes.
When we become overloaded with the measure of what we might have walked through or done or had awareness of, such as I would think one of the higher end discount stores on a Friday night, you know. Oh, first of all, I can't imagine doing that, but people do, okay, because they have to.
Yes,
and
yes.
There's chaos. People are racing up and down the aisles with their carts.
Are you thinking about how Black Friday is coming up?
Yes, I am.
Just after Thanksgiving.
What I want to say is, rather than become the fusing source of invoking that along with others, take a moment and just, just kind of center. You know, you don't have to do any magical things out in the middle of the aisle because they might call security, okay?
Oh, my goodness.
But what, lost my sense of humor.
Well, as you're racing around the store in pinball machine fashion.
Yes, just center yourself.
We don't want collisions.
Just imagine that your whole energy, your whole aura is coming to the center of your heart and your mind and balance, balance.
Mm-hmm.
And then take a huge breath. The other thing we have that works so incredibly for us is our breath, the in-breath of renewal and the out-breath of letting go of anything that is not working for us. We are taking in, therefore, oxygen and nitrogen, which are vital to our being. So do that a couple of times before you charge down the vegetable aisle or whatever, you know, because life is fun. I mean, it's not always horrible. And I think when I get to come to Willis and talk about these things, I like to put a little bit of uplift in so that you're not just sitting there, oh, I don't understand this, but wow, this makes a lot of sense to me. So,
yes, humor has its place.
Yeah, take a moment, folks, and just regroup and recenter yourself. And we can do that many times during the day, before a meeting, before discussing something on the phone that might be heavy duty, before we meet our kids in the afternoon off the school bus, if you've had a lovely afternoon of doing things you like, and then you've got to change your focus with love.
Absolutely.
Change it into opening up and being bigger than you might have been 2 hours before. And so all of these things serve our magnetic force field. Walk with us. They are absolutely, if you will, more powerful than our brain energy. They are the guiding ship to our lives. And if you think about the ancient ones, they were guided in their decisions more than not by what they felt was correct.
Right. The intuition of those moments.
Right.
Now, I was reading, and I don't know if you've read this as well, but the magnetic energy of the Earth has been changing over time.
Yes.
And that magnetic energy back in ancient times was much more substantial. Oh, someone's asking for the phone number again. I'll say that real quick and then go back. So it's 818-739-8818. Again, 818-739-8818. A lot of eights in there. So, you know, I remember reading that, and that's why some people thought there were so many feats of strength.
Yes.
And people were able to do Hercules and those kind of folks because the magnetic energy of the Earth was so substantially greater. So
yes.
You've read this as well, then?
Yes, yes. And it's been proven in the measurements of the North and South Poles, if you will, moving slightly. We have magnetic poles, and then we have geographical poles. So we are talking about the magnetic shifting of energy. Now, things that affect that, storms, changes in weather, massive changes, tsunamis, earthquakes, bad wind, tornadoes, things that will change the structure of the flow of magnetic energy. And then, you know, we feel that.
Absolutely.
We do. You know, if there's no sunshine here and the positive and negative magnetic fields can't reach the Earth like it does generally on a regular daily basis, people feel that.
So there's that interaction between the sun and the Earth. Core.
Absolutely.
And then I went to an astronomy lecture recently about the astronomical contributors to climate change. Jupiter, big, huge planet Jupiter, has a lot of effect upon us with our climate change, but also with how things relate and how much we are away from the sun. It's just incredibly. It's a protector for us, but it's also a big influence on a planetary level.
Absolutely.
Because of the magnetic cores. So it's so cool when you really start to get into this.
It is.
And the effect that this can have on folks. The other thing I thought was really interesting that I read about magnetic energy was about sharks. That 90% of their energy comes from magnetic energy rather right. than the food source.
Yes. So it's
like, wow.
Interesting what science, excuse me, will still do in the identifying of all of this in that particular animal
yes.
and how they find their way. But also, I think it affects the other big mammals too,
mm-hmm,
like
mm-hmm.
the way how they find
migration
and how they find and people, early peoples, how they found their migrations and ways to places, and what deemed a safe place
mm-hmm.
to settle our people and have a new civilization,
yeah.
and so on and so forth. I think everything that's come before us is a reminder or an enforcer that certainly we do not give in today's world enough credit to the power of the energy, the life force, I will call it, that lives inside of us. We take so much for granted.
Mm-hmm.
So I say back to all of you, look, when something's not going right, are you going to charge forth like a bull in a china cabinet? Well, lots of people do. And sometimes they get corralled in a little corral, you know, and they don't have a way to back out. But stop. Pause. The message from life force is change the consciousness of what you are thinking, how you are standing, how you are feeling, and how you are thinking.
Yeah.
The early people, all of those gods, so to speak, and all, perhaps the secrets of their bringing up and training had much to do with the early scientists, the early writers, the early scholars.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. It's beautifully said.
Very good.
I do see we have a caller, so I'm going to take the caller we have today.
Thank you. If anyone
is interested in calling in, today's show is Magnetic Energy and Spiritual Healing. And my guest today is Barbara Sanson, who I consider an expert in spiritual healing. So we're going to take caller ending in 4885. Again, caller ending in 4885. Hello. Welcome to Wednesdays with Willa.
Good morning, Willa. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Rebecca, and I'm calling from Buffalo, New York.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Rebecca.
What's your question relating to our topic today?
Not so much a question as an observation that might have a question in it eventually. Many years ago, I was able to feel that pulsing between my hands, and I never knew what it was or how to deal with it. And over the years, I've kind of lost it, and I'm not sure exactly how to get it back or where this is going. I leave it to you to, you know, tell me what you think.
Well, Rebecca, here's the good news, honey. You haven't lost it completely. Yay.
Oh, good.
The unawareness of it because of other things, excuse me, that you may do or not do may have an effect on the effect of your awareness, such as we know electricity and magnetic, we know magnetic energy can go through water, wood, lead, glass. We know it can. Electrical energy cannot go through glass. But magnetic, biomagnetic as we are, yes, the transference of that, they've done experiments. Scientifically, dear, this isn't just fluffer nutter stuff I'm giving to you. This is scientific documentation that this energy that is magnetic can permeate right through these elements. Now, some people work in places where, if you would please, your magnetic flow seems to get sucked out of you by the technology, the metals, the environment that you
are working in.
So what I'd say, Rebecca, honey, it's a perfect time in your life to give yourself permission to take maybe some walks in the park, time out for some quietness, and also prayer, if you will, not religion. I'm talking about prayerful intentions of folding your hands together collects and holds your magnetic force fields. So having some time of quiet space. Then also perhaps looking at, do you have a cell phone on your ear or a Bluetooth on your ear a major portion of your day? Do you have a high technology kitchen that operates with every new product that comes out? There are things that suck, if you will, our magnetic fields away from us, as well as just absolutely human vibration and overload. Medications can, you see, any kind
okay.
of.
There are a lot of factors involved with
lots
that.
Lots of factors.
But, you know, you can, if I don't know if you did that hand
exercise
that Barbara was showing.
Yes, I did.
And what was, what happened when you did that?
I generated a little tiny bit
of
magnetic pulsing, very tiny.
Yeah. Well, Rebecca, it's still there, dear.
It's still there.
So one of the things I would absolutely recommend is cultivating the nature of balance within inside of you as well as outside, that we also give ourselves permission to have that quiet 10 or 15 minutes. That we give ourselves permission to travel. I know I go on YouTube and look at the beautiful music. They have music you can play, meditation
sure.
music, and beautiful pictures. I look at that.
There are absolutely things that you can enhance, and we can talk a little bit about
yes.
that, I
yes.
think. But you can certainly enhance that in classes. I mean,
absolutely.
What's going to really help you understand your energy is to have some, you know, training and methodology to put this energy toward. And there are books out there. And I think we're going to get to that in just a bit.
Yes.
But I hope that helps you, Rebecca. And keep listening to the show. We're going to cover some more energy basics so that you can understand how to really ignite that energy within yourself and in your hands. Okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you, Colin.
Okay, I'll be listening. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks for calling in. We do have another caller,
okay.
but I thought it would be fun to mention to them the reason why you can do a lot with spiritual healing in your hands. When you're using spiritual healing, you're using the energy of the divine. It courses through you to the person that is sitting on the bench.
Yes.
And this is done here in Lilydale.
Yes.
As part of our religion, we understand that spiritual healing is a huge aspect of connecting with the divine and using the gifts of the spirit that you have been given. So the hands have a lot of chakras
yes,
in them.
Yes.
And you know what I noticed at the science thing with the magnetic, it was at the Franklin Institute in Philadelphia, and they were talking about how the nerves in the fingertips, there are 100 times more nerves and sensations in fingertips
that's right.
than in other places in your body, which is absolutely astounding.
That's
which
right.
also supports what we do as spiritual healers.
Absolutely. In spiritual healing here, we have choices of working in the energy field around someone, which we call the aura,
yes.
or putting our hands with permission
directly on.
Directly on. And I can only tell you, both of them are felt by receivers and recipients.
Yeah.
It isn't that one is better or more powerful than the other. When people have the healer put their hands on them, such as the top of their head, if you will,
mm-hmm.
or the side of their head, or their back, if you will, they absolutely have a transference of magnetic fields
mm-hmm.
that absolutely, in almost all of the times, make them feel soothed, relaxed, comforted, and feel that they are in touch with something that is beyond our human self. I call it God, but I also call it the life force,
yeah.
because the life force lives in all the cosmos and travels and moves, and we are a part of that. So, ladies and gentlemen, don't be afraid to take a little in yourself.
Absolutely.
Call the life force saying, okay,
vicarious healing.
Bring it on in. Bring it on in.
Bring it on in. And, you know, when we have that energy building up, If you don't use the energy that's accumulating in your hands for healing, a lot of times there'll be pain in the hands. Stagnation starts to pool, and people start to feel pain even up into their wrists and arms is what I've observed. If you don't use that. So use it on yourself or send it off in absent healing to someone else.
And if you do have an access and none of that seems like what you want to do at that particular moment, wash your hands. Wash them in not hot, but tepid. Wash your hands in tepid water. Take a glass full of clean, tepid water. Walk on the earth, if you would, or take a shower, if you would, not in very hot or very cold water that will nullify the excess of any, if you will, positive ions that have built up in your day. Because, folks, we walk through everything that's ever happened in time and space is recorded in the energy of the life force around all of us. And sometimes it is wonderful. And, oh, my God, you can feel it. Like walking into a new restaurant. Oh, isn't this wonderful? And or you can also feel it when you walk into a situation where you know you're going to have to be a help or assistance to someone that really isn't your best friend, you know, on some level, like a work situation. You can feel that too. So it is up to us to negate the excess of over-radiance of positive or under-awareness of the negative, either one.
You can neutralize it.
Neutralize it. Wash your hands. Water is a beautiful neutralizer. I'll explain that a little bit more in a moment. Take a shower. People hug a tree.
Yes,
they do that.
Or sit by the ocean.
The tree will take off any excess from you. Now, do you see that? Absolutely not. But after people have been in nature or in the woods or near a lot of lush green grass or even lying on it, remember, we need oxygen and nitrogen in vitality. Grass is nitrogen.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so laying in the grass, people go, oh, I feel so much better. I guess I can go to the rest of the picnic and deal with my relatives. You know what I'm saying? On that kind of level.
Yeah.
But yes, it does make us feel better. So those are simple things, folks.
Absolutely. We have another caller. If anybody wants to call in today, the call-in number is 818-739-8818. Again, 818-739-8818. And if you're just tuning in, this is Wednesdays with Willa, and I have as my guest today Barbara Sanson. Our topic is magnetic energy and spiritual healing. And so I'm going to take caller ending in 1311. Again, caller ending in 1311. Hello, and welcome to the show. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
Hello, I'm Donna from Pennsylvania, and I was wondering, are you doing readings?
We're not doing readings on the show. Our topic today is magnetic energy and spiritual healing, so that's what we've been talking about. Do you have a question about spiritual healing?
No, not really.
No, we're not doing readings today. This is a topic show that we're doing.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll listen. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Donna, for listening. It's quite interesting.
Yes.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
So going back now, if I can, Willa,
sure.
To the opportunity of hands-on healing, such as we orchestrate here in Lilydale as spiritual healing, there's many forms of hands-on healing. There is Reiki, there is therapeutic touch, there is touch for health, there is kinesiology, there's reflexology. There's many forms of that, and they're all in their own respective way absolutely wonderful and therapeutic. We are magnetic. We transfer our energy when we do any of those, including, as we speak today, spiritual healing, to the recipient. So it is part of our responsibility as the healer to be centered, to be focused, to be as harmonious in our thoughts and words as we can possibly be, because that is a transference magnetically to the recipient. So the healers who serve the Healing Temple are very well schooled in that. But what I would say to you folks is, you know, if you come home and you've got a little backache and you say to one of your kids, oh, honey, just put with love, put your hands on my back. And they put them there. And then you breathe and let go and breathe and let go. I can almost guarantee in most every situation that love's transference from love to love through the magnetic fields of the hands will absolutely bring a calming and renewing effect. And it'll give your kids something, wow, that I can do.
Yeah.
Something I can do for mom or something.
And, you know, I've also known over the years that, let's say you're dealing with somebody who is very much, let's say, elderly or very delicate medical condition.
Yes.
It's advisable to go very slow,
absolutely,
small doses of that.
Very much.
Because when you do this, it can be very powerful, and the movement of energy can shift things very dramatically. So I do encourage people that if they're dealing
Thank
with
you.
Somebody who has a very delicate condition, don't sit there and do something for an hour.
And
it could be a bit too much.
Yes, and see them kind of get a little tight and inward. Yes, be aware. Be gentle. I totally agree with you. Thank you for mentioning that, Willa. And at sometimes in the elderly, I have done many hospital visits, hospice work. You don't have to touch someone to send an intention from your thoughts and heart. Healing magnetic fields will absolutely, and they wake up, and now sometimes they go, oh, I just felt that. And you haven't even placed your hands upon them. There is, ladies and gentlemen, documented scientific evidence today that there is a transference of energy.
Yes.
So we can help in so many ways. And by the way, as long as we're there, I would say one thing about our animals.
Yes.
Horses love this. Dogs love this. Cats love this. Gentle. In other words, a little is probably best in the beginning so that you can attune and see where they're at. Most of the dogs just fall on the floor and belly up because they want more and more and more and more and more, which is good. But a little is to start out gently.
Yes. Start
out gently.
And you're also having to learn your own power about these things. And we certainly want you to go gently with this. There are a lot of classes. Lilydale offers
Absolutely.
A lot of classes as it relates to spiritual healing. And even in the off-season, there are spiritual classes, and there's the community healing temple service, which is on Wednesday evenings.
Yes.
At our beautifully new renovated
healing
temple.
Yes. And there's a lot to learn. And I'm going to bring up this book.
Yes,
well,
please do.
This book is, I saved it. It was my teacher's. It was published in 1975. This particular edition doesn't look like it does now. They've reprinted it. It is The Rainbow in Your Hands by Dr. Albert Roy Davis. It talks all about magnetic energy, us, the earth, how it's transferred, and also that the vibration or energy, when we look at the rays or the vibratory rates of things, that our hands and our bodies fall into a margin that emanates light.
Yes.
So now, with all of the MRIs, the color-coded, so on and so forth, they've all used that now in the 21st century for diagnostic and for evaluations. So God bless you, Roy Davis. If I don't know if he is alive or not, but it is certainly, if you can find this new edition, it doesn't look like this. This is the old jacket cover. And if you can order it from any of the book companies on the internet, it's such a beautiful read about the transference of magnetics and how we can live a cleaner, healthier life.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes.
So the healers bring that in to their consciousness. I teach that to them.
Yes.
And, of course, little kids get it first when they're 8 or 9 years old. And we give them all that time to think about it, you know. And then they sort of, I see them at 8 or 10 years later at a spiritual healing class. It makes me so happy to see that they've used it in their awareness. And so when we talk about healing in spiritual healing, the number one focus is to allow, stay attuned, in other words, stay balanced, stay open, invite the love of spirit or the light force to work with you. Place your hands in great respect after getting permission on the person, and also just letting them breathe, letting them receive. And I would say the majority of the healings that I have witnessed in 29 years, people go away feeling so much more attuned to who they are in the spirit of their life force,
yes,
in the spirit of being balanced and centered. Now, it doesn't always work for the rest of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? We're human. We like the power of touch. People come back. They do. Because
I think
like
most
it.
People enjoy being touched.
In a beautiful, healing,
yes,
loving situation. Yes.
Absolutely. Most people enjoy the love vibration of intention.
I'll remember that next week when I go to the dentist.
Oh. That's a different kind of touch.
It is. But you know what? I put love. I do. You,
yes,
calm yourself and you're done with
it. It does help.
Before
very
you,
much.
Yes.
So set the energy and tension with all of that.
Well, with that, ladies and gentlemen, a couple little, how are we doing?
We have about 10 minutes or so.
Okay.
We're doing great.
What I would say with your hands, okay, here we are. If we've done this little exercise and we've realized, oh my gosh, there is this energy. And then if you, in your mindset, just affirm that it doesn't go away, and this is good for you, Rebecca, too, to practice. It doesn't go away, but it builds, and it goes out, and it doesn't go away. It's there and present. I can still feel it, folks. But, of course, I've spent years in the experience.
Yes.
I'm not saying that everyone can do it instantly, but practice. And so that you get, you understand, you have like a ball of energy that you have collected from
it's
the
really
universe
cool.
that is positive and negative, and then placing it where it will do the most good. Perhaps someone has a backache. Perhaps they have an ankle that's mending from a fall, and so on and so forth. There's all kinds of places. We don't have to get into the heavy-duty analytical dynamics of do I move my right hand 3 degrees to the left, or do I have, no. Love is the greatest healer, and you are providing a loving, conscious, compassionate action, and people will know that and receive it. It is a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then we bless it silently to ourselves by just saying, thank you, divine life force, intelligence of life, for that which has been given and received. I am blessed as well as the receiver.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Simple.
Exactly. And it's about right practice and right intention when it comes,
yes,
to spiritual matters, and especially,
absolutely,
spiritual healing. Because you are a vessel of divine channeled energy.
Absolutely will.
And
thank you.
You want to have that divine, prayerful intention when you're working with someone for the highest and best good for them and for other people that they're touching.
Okay.
And it really is beautiful.
Also, too, it is not exclusive to one over the other. It is a given energy, isness, that is transformed to us,
yes,
in our lives. It never goes away until we cease to have the breath of life.
Mm-hmm.
It will help us and help others. By the way, Dr. Emoto in his work with water, that's the other thing that I would say to healers. Put your hands over a glass of water and let the water be magnetized by your hands, because it will be.
Yes.
Love, healing, harmony, balance. The conditions of your intentions go right down through your whole body, right through the glass, because we are magnetic and it transfers right to the water.
And it's setting that prayerful intention, keeping your thoughts pure.
Definitely.
Pure in those moments.
Well, those are human challenges, Willow.
Yes.
That people have to work on.
Exactly.
Yes.
But there's an essence to things that is conveyed through energy.
Absolutely.
And so it behooves us to remember that when we're working with spiritual healing, but any aspect of our life.
I want to leave you with one more thought that's helpful for you, please. Your right hand is the positive hand that is red, the palm, invokes red energy. Your left hand is the negative energy force that radiates blue and cooling. So with that simple separation and distinction, that's all I would leave you with for that. If you've got a headache, for goodness sakes, put your left hand on your head. Don't put your right hand, though the right hand will feed it energy. What you're needing is calm cells, calm blood flow, calm. So there's a lot to learn, folks, and perhaps you'll come to Lilydale for a class, read.
Books are great. There's a lot of different spiritual healing techniques out there. I think classes can be so much better because you've got guinea pigs usually in the class, and you can start to understand yourself how it feels to receive energy.
Absolutely.
There's give and receive of energy. The more you understand how to do those things, the easier it is for you to do them naturally and with the right intention.
Absolutely, Willa. Thank you.
Yeah.
It is beautiful. We have so much that we can do that has been deleted or demolished in passing it forward in our consciousness from hundreds and hundreds of years. But this is not new information. It's been renewed by scientific technology and data, but we can all learn some simple things that will help us promote balance and better living mentally, emotionally, physically, and of course, folks, always of the spirit of life.
Absolutely beautiful.
Aww.
Well, it's been a wonderful show with you, Barbara. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Willa. I appreciate you. Thank you. And all of you who are interested. Bless you all.
Yes. I hope you all have really enjoyed the show. I want to make sure that I mention there are other Lilydale radio shows. I'm part of the Lilydale radio family, so we have on Tuesday evenings Colleen VanderZeiden. On Wednesday mornings, me, and Wednesday evenings, John White has a Lilydale radio show, and then Thursday mornings, that's with Celeste Elliott. So there are a lot of different folks. Mine tends to be a guest show, and I really enjoy interacting with people and sharing with all of you so that you have a taste of Lilydale and a taste of spiritualism and have some light and humor to carry you through the week. As we all need that special healing at different moments in our lives. And remember that you are the most important element to connecting with God. Your very own soul, your very own essence is a guiding force for you. And it's beautiful when you understand the dynamics of energy, and in this case, the dynamics of spiritual healing, so that you can help yourself and carry it forward. So tune in next week on Wednesdays with Willa, and I will have as my guest on my show, Judith Rochester. Wow. We will be talking about premonitions and their soul benefits.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful.
It's really going to be a great show.
Yeah.
So thank you so much again, Barbara, for being here today.
And thank you, Willa, for all that you do and this lovely time to connect with you and people out there who are just opening their consciousness or receiving. Thank you all. You know, it helps us all walk in the path of life in a maybe higher vibration. And I know God needs each and every one of us right now. Thank you.
Aw. Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritual.